Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today as we learn about happy facts. All right, we have a lot of facts in today's lesson. Now, facts may not make you happy, the idea of thinking about facts, but these are happy facts. These are things that are sure to make you smile. Well, what kinds of things make you happy? That's a good thing to think about. It's a good thing to talk about, too. What makes you happy, Carolyn?
Well, learning new things does make me happy, so I enjoy articles that are filled with facts. But I also feel very happy when I get to spend time with my friends and just sit down and talk and enjoy time together.
You know, I agree with you. I love spending time with friends and family. I also love it when I see a friend I have not seen in a really long time. That happened recently. A friend came back to visit Taipei, and I was surprised to see him. I was really happy to see him and spend time with him. Of course, I love playing drums. That makes me happy, too. What kinds of things make you happy? Talk about that. Well, let's get started learning about some happy facts.
Happy facts. These fun facts are sure to make you smile. Here are some things you can be happy about even if you're having a bad day. Cartoon romance. Wayne Allwine was the voice of Mickey Mouse in many cartoons. He married Russie Taylor, who supplied Minnie Mouse's voice. Friendly cows. Cows form close bonds with other cows. They have best friends and feel stressed if they are separated from their friends. Rabbit sports. In a Swedish sport, rabbits hop through courses with jumps of different heights and lengths. The sport has spread throughout Europe, the U.S., Canada, and even Japan.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Everyone has good days and bad days. But in today's article, we'll learn some interesting, fun, and hopefully happy facts. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Romance. Romance is a noun. The story was a romance between two neighbors who ended up getting married. Bond. Bond is a noun. May formed close bonds with many of her classmates. Drift. Drift is a verb. The small boat drifted down the river. Costume. Costume is a noun. Nathaniel put on his king costume for the school play. Your more information words are otter. Otter is a noun. Hormone. Hormone is a noun. Let's jump right in to our article.
Well, these facts are very random, but they do put a smile on my face. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here today. We read, these fun facts are sure to make you smile. All right, they're sure to do something. That means it's certain that you will smile just from reading these facts.
That's right, and so you can use that in several different ways. If something is sure to do something, then there's no question about it. You could say, this dinner is sure to fill you up. There's so much food here, you are sure to be full after you finish. And you'll probably be very happy as well.
You need to watch this movie. It's sure to make you laugh. And you really need to laugh. Okay, well, let's get started here. Here are some things you can be happy about, even if you're having a bad day. Are you having a bad day? Are you having a bad day?
I am not having a bad day, Gabe. We are
good.
Here. We are at Studio Classroom, and we are reading a very happy article.
Yep, so if you are having a bad day, and I hope you're not, well, these facts will make you smile. We hope. Okay, the first one here is cartoon romance. Romance? Hey, that's a word from our word bank. What is romance, Carolyn?
Well, romance is that feeling that people have when they love each other. So when a man and a woman are in a romantic relationship, they feel romance, or they have romance. Is there romance in your life? Many people like to talk about it, make movies about it, write stories about it. It's a very common topic.
That's right. It's a common theme. Maybe you've read romance novels. That's right, books that are written with their romantic themes. Maybe you talk about your friendship with someone that turns into a romance. You didn't like them before, but now you have romantic feelings for that person. All right, well, here we're talking about cartoon romance, and we read here, Wayne Allwine was the voice of Mickey Mouse in many cartoons. And who did he marry, Carolyn?
Well, he married Russi Taylor, who supplied Minnie Mouse's voice. So Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse were married in real life.
And that is pretty cool. I didn't know that, but that puts a smile on my face. Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse, of course, are romantic cartoon characters. And I never knew they were really married in real life. The voice actors were. All right, well, what's the next thing that we can be happy about here?
Oh, well, I really like this one. It's about animals. Friendly cows. Cows form close bonds with other cows. Did you know that, Gabe, that cows form close bonds with other cows?
No, I had no idea. I mean, I like cows, but I didn't know they liked each other that much. Carolyn, did you know this fact?
Well, I knew that cows were very close to each other, mm-hmm. but I didn't realize that they had such strong bonds, which is a word we want to look at from our word bank. And a bond is the relationship, the strong connection that one person has with another, or one cow has with another cow.
That's right, and I'm sure other animals also feel bonds with their friends. Well, what kinds of bonds do you have? We talk about the bonds of friendship that are not easily broken. That's a good thing. If you have good bonds with somebody, that means something bad could happen, but you will be there for that person. Maybe they might hurt you, but you still have a good friendship because of that bond.
That's right. So many families have strong bonds that keep them together even when times are hard. And we learn that cows form strong bonds with other cows. They have best friends and feel stressed if they are separated from their friends. So these cows have friends and best friends. So it doesn't really, it's very important for them to be with their friend cow and not another cow.
Yeah, that's a very interesting idea that I never thought about before. Well, way to go, cows. Okay, let's move on to another animal. Rabbits. Okay, rabbit sports. Rabbit sports? Well, we read here, in a Swedish sport, rabbits hop through courses with jumps of different heights and lengths.
Well, that sounds adorable to see little bunny rabbits hopping around this course, going over these different gates and hurdles, jumping. Oh, that sounds very cute, Gabe.
It is. It's quite a cute thing to imagine, actually. I haven't seen this yet, but I would be interested. Maybe I could watch this on YouTube. But right now, it's time for us to learn something with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence. In a Swedish sport, rabbits hop through courses with jumps of different heights and lengths. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the pattern, something of different, description one and description two. This is just another way to say different kinds of something. So today's sentence just means that when these rabbits hop through the courses, the jumps are all different in heights and in lengths. Okay, let's have a look at some other example sentences with this pattern. At the hair salon, I saw pictures of models with hairstyles of different colors and cuts. Or, it was hard for Sarah to pick out a bike at the bike shop. There were bikes of all styles and sizes for her to choose from. Or, when you walk into the candy store, you are surrounded by these delicious treats in different shapes and flavors. Now it's your turn. Think of a situation where you can see a variety of something and try using this pattern to describe that situation. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Now, continuing to talk about this rabbit sport, we read, the sport has spread throughout Europe, the U.S., Canada, and even Japan. So it's a worldwide sport.
Mm-hmm, that's right. It's worldwide. And we see some countries listed here, some that seem kind of connected because they're in Europe or maybe they're English speaking, like Europe, the U.S., Canada. And we see the phrase, and even Japan. So it's even reached across to Asia. Let's take a look at that phrase, and even. You use this phrase, and even, when you want to talk about something that is unexpected.
That's right. So you're emphasizing that this is not really something that belongs with the rest of the group. It's kind of surprising. Mm-hmm. So even Japan has this sport now. Well, right now it is time for us to join Michelle and learn something with her in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。节目文章的第一个重点是 romance 这个名词。Romance 是指恋爱或罗曼史。例如 ,after a whirlwind romance, the couple got married in Hawaii last week. 经过闪电式的恋爱，这对情侣上周在夏威夷结婚了。Romance 也指浪漫或温馨的爱意。例如 ,despite the distance between Mark and Terry, their romance blossomed. 即使有遥远的距离相隔 ,Mark 跟 Terry 的感情萌芽了。继续我们看的是 bond 这个名词。bond 在这里是指连结或结合力。例如 ,a bond between the nanny and the baby quickly formed. 保姆和小宝宝之间的连结很快就建立起来了。或者是 ,the volunteers came from different walks of life, but they shared a common bond. 其实志工来自各种的背景但是却有共同的革命情感。Bond 也可以当动词，例如 The teacher bonds with her students easily. 这位老师很容易和学生建立关系。
Today we are learning all about happy facts that are sure to put a smile on your face. So far we've talked about three great ones.Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse's voice actors were married in real life. Cows have best friends and want to be close to them. And there is an adorable sport where rabbits jump over little, hurdles and try to go through an obstacle course. Well, we have more facts to learn in the next part of our lesson. Keep smiling!
Happy facts. Hanging on. Otters hold hands when they sleep. This stops them from drifting away from each other. Hugs heal. When you touch another person, your body produces a hormone called oxytocin. Studies suggest that oxytocin actually helps heal physical wounds. Superheroes visit sick children.Sometimes window washers at children's hospitals wear superhero costumes. The kids love these visits from their favorite characters. Remember these facts and you'll always have a reason to smile.
All right, well, I'm sure there are many other reasons to smile as well. But let's take a look at some of these fun facts.So the first one we read here is hanging on. Hanging on could mean different things. I get the idea of security if you're hanging on to something. Is that what you think of, Carolyn?
Well, that is one way. Another mm-hmm. thing might be that you're afraid of something and you just need to hang on so that you don't give up. Well, let's see what hanging on here means. We read...Otters hold hands when they sleep. Oh, so they're hanging on to each other, Gabe.
Yeah, I had no idea otters did this. Maybe I've seen a picture or two of them doing this, but this is kind of cute as well, okay? So these otters hold hands when they sleep. And we read here, this stops them from drifting away from each other. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, to drift. If you're being carried away on the water or in the air, then you are drifting away.
That's right. So you might say that the raft drifted down the river. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's good that your raft is going down the river. That's what it should be doing so that you can enjoy the water. But here, the otters do not want to drift apart from each other. They want to stay with their otter friends.
That's right. Okay, so what other things can drift away? Well, like I said before, it could drift away in the air. Maybe you were holding a helium balloon, but then you accidentally let it go, and now it is slowly drifting away into the air. Okay, so these things drift away, and you can see a picture of an otter in your magazine, and you can see a picture here as well. Otters are quite cute animals.
They are, and especially when they are holding hands while they're sleeping. Well, we have another very happy fact. Hugs heal. When you touch another person, your body produces a hormone called oxytocin. So, hugs heal, Gabe. Why do we say that?
Well, because it's true. Hugs can heal. They can have the healing effect, especially for someone who maybe is not used to hugging at all. They're not used to being physical. It's important to know that hugs actually can heal. Now, there's a hormone that's produced called oxytocin. What's a hormone? Well, there are different kinds of hormones. I think of men as having the hormone of testosterone and women having a lot of estrogen. There are different kinds of hormones.
There are a lot of different kinds of hormones, and they all serve different functions. Now, this hormone, oxytocin, that is produced with physical touch, we read, studies suggest that oxytocin actually helps heal physical wounds. So if you are hurt in some way and someone gives you a hug, then your body will start to produce this hormone, which can help your body heal.
All right, so it's so important to know how to hug people and know when to hug people, okay? Don't shy away from hugs. All right, right now it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Our lesson today tells us that hugs heal. Well, giving a hug is a pretty simple thing to do, isn't it? After all, that's how we usually greet friends in America, with a hug.
To most Americans and Westerners, yes, hugging is an everyday behavior. But to most people in Asia, hugging someone can be an awkward thing to do, especially hugging in public.
And I found that out the hard way. When I was leaving China and tried to give a female friend a hug, she stiffened up and tried to duck away.
And I bet she had a look of horror on her face.
Yes, she did. So now, hugging is something I think twice about before I do it when I'm in Asia. But friends, if you ever visit the U.S., you'll find that people not only hug, but they even kiss when they see each other.
And when they write a letter or a card, they sometimes put two circles and two X's at the end to indicate hugs and kisses.
Or they might write out big hugs instead of sincerely at the end of a letter as a way of showing affection.
So friends, maybe you don't feel the need to hug and kiss to show affection, but if you go to America, that's something you'll see Americans do.
So don't be shy. Give a friend or a family member a hug. Maybe you'll find that you like it.
今天的课文讲到 hugs heal, 拥抱能够疗伤, 但这么简单的一个动作, 对我们东方人而言谈何容易, 在西方文化里, 拥抱是很平常的举动, 父母和儿女, 兄弟姐妹之间, 好友之间, 从小到大, 都有彼此拥抱的习惯, 他们除了相见的时候, 会给对方一个拥抱, 道别的时候也会拥抱甚至亲吻。好朋友写信或写 email 的时候，常常在结尾的地方会画出两个圈圈两个叉叉的图案，用来代表 hugs and kisses， 拥抱与亲吻。也许你觉得不需要用肢体动作来表达人与人之间的友好和亲近，但当你去到西方国家，你会发现拥抱其实是人们生活的一部分，久了以后也就习以为常了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Hugs are very important. Well, who can you hug today? Maybe you can go home and give your parents a hug. Continuing in our article with our next happy fact, superheroes visit sick children. Now, Gabe, this is a very nice happy fact. It makes me feel very warm.
Well, yeah, me too. Superheroes visiting children. And of course, we read how here. Sometimes window washers at children's hospitals wear superhero costumes. Okay, so of course it's not really Superman outside or Spider-Man, but of course they're wearing these costumes and they are becoming the superheroes for these kids.
And they are window washers, so they are on these little platforms outside the window, and it looks like they are flying or being suspended from a rope. So they seem like real superheroes from movies and comic books. And they are wearing costumes. A word from our word bank. A costume is an outfit or clothing that is worn by someone in a play, some kind of performance, and they're trying to become a character.
All right, so that's one time you would wear a costume, is if you are performing. And of course, these window washers, they become these superheroes, and they put on these costumes like Spider-Man, Superman, Batman. Who is your favorite superhero? Who would you love to have come and visit you at the hospital?
Well, these kids love it, and we read the kids love these visits from their favorite characters. It's a really special time for them.
Well, remember these facts, all of these happy facts, and you'll always have a reason to smile. All right, well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle. She always gives us a new reason to smile.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 drift 这个动词。Drift 是指漂或者是漂流，它是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词再加受词。例如 ,we drifted down the stream and finally reached a river. 我们沿着溪流漂流而下，最后终于到达一个河流。或者是 ,the couple drifted apart after they graduated from school. 这对情侣毕业之后就渐行渐远。所以我们看是 costume 这个名词。Costume 是指演戏的戏服。例如 ,all the costumes for this play were handmade by the director's wife. 这出剧所有的戏服都是导演的太太手工做的。或者是 ,the costume designer won several awards because of this film. 这位戏服的设计师因为这部电影而赢得了好几座奖项。Now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Well, we've learned some happy facts today.And they're very important to think about if you are ever feeling sad or having a bad day. It's good to think about something happy. Well, what do you do to make yourself feel better if you are having a bad day? Carolyn?
Well, I like to take time to talk to my friends about what is making me upset. And if my friends are busy and maybe that's why I'm having a bad day, I take time to read the Bible because there's always something in there that is encouraging from God.
You know, I feel the same way. He understands our pain more than anybody, and so He can encourage us in the best way. Sometimes I also write a letter to a friend that I haven't gotten in touch with in a long time. That might also make me feel happy. Well, what do you do when you are sad to make yourself feel happy? Thank you for joining us today, and of course, we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.